My name is Matt, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today as we journey through the season of Advent and our devotional guide called Threads of Promise. Today is Thursday, December 18th. Right now, we are focusing our attention on the promise that Christ has died as we look at prophecies about his birth and death and the stories in the gospel that show the fulfillment of these prophecies. Today, I'll be reading Isaiah 52, verse 13 through 53, verse 12, and offering my devotional thoughts on the passage, and I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. Let us read together, remembering that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. Starting in Isaiah 52, verse 13. Behold, my servant shall act wisely. He shall be high and lifted up, and shall be exalted. As many were astonished at you, his appearance was so marred beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of the children of mankind. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him, for that which has not been told them they see, and that which they have not heard, they understand. Who has believed what he has heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned, every one, to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shears is silent, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people, and they made his grave with the wicked, and with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. When his soul makes an offering for guilt, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Out of the anguish of his soul, he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the many, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul to death, and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many, and makes intercession for the transgressors. Today's devotion is titled, The Whole Story. Most people who know me would tell you that I'm a bit of a history nerd. On shelves throughout my house, I have books that reviewers have recently coined as part of the dad history genre. The intention of these titles is to enrapture the demographic of which I just so happen to be a part. The narratives they tell are not new, but they capture the empathy and the imagination of the reader when they tell of the trials and sacrifices of the protagonists and regale with the victories won. I have a confession about this, though. I have a bad habit of putting these books down around halfway through. I haven't identified the root cause of this action, but I imagine that knowing the result of each story plays a part. Spoiler alert, America won the Revolutionary War, George Washington became our first president, and the Allies won World War II. In a similar confession, I must admit that sometimes I struggle reading scripture, especially prophetic Old Testament books, for the same reason. Eventually, I do tend to pick books back up to start over and finish. Ultimately, the beauty is not in the result of the story, but in the journey the protagonist took to get there. You know, the trials and sacrifices part. The same can be said about the Bible. All scripture points to Jesus, and none more straightforward than this section of Isaiah. Isaiah's prophecy is a clear and beautiful foreshadowing of the suffering and sacrifice Christ made for all of us. Our perspective, knowing the whole story on this side of the cross and empty tomb, is a great gift. As we see in these verses, he was pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities, and like a lamb, was led to slaughter. And here's the best spoiler alert of all time. On the third day, he rose from the grave and now sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Will you pray with me? God, I am grateful that you are sovereign. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the author and perfecter of my faith. Thank you for letting me be part of your story, the redemption story of Christ's death and resurrection. Amen.